Accession number 17324, Reel 3.
As well, Voljak, Reel 3.
Okay. Now, we on the boat, there were about 2,900 Italian prisoners. There were about 400 personnel of the army or people who were sick, like soldiers going to UK for reconvalescence, and of course the crew. There were a company of 100 Poles who were guarding the Italians. And at the time of the torpedoing, about 30 of the 100 were always on duty, either in the holds or on the decks. And I was I just left the duty at 7:30 or so, and was just having a shower when I heard the first torpedo. And I thought to myself, my goodness, it's another setback in my life, Soviet Union and illnesses, and now the ship is torpedoed. And we ran to the decks to take the lifeboats, but the ship was already on one side and some of the lifeboats could not be lowered. So people realized that there would not be enough lifeboats to take everybody on board. First place, the children and women were put on the lifeboats, and that there were not enough lifeboats anyway. The Italians who were in the holds and the soldiers who were guarding them in the holds, they were first to die because the water has run in. And only few Italians could escape from the holds, and they were trying to get onto boats and everybody else. So there was a lot of skirmish, a lot of activity, and I and my friends, we decided we're not going to go for the boats. We will jump the ship, and we would take our life belts and rafts. And I remember jumping in those few seconds I could relive my life, and thinking, my God, what will happen? Anyway, I landed luckily on in the sea, but I could not see any of my friends because everybody was swimming in what direction they thought was the best. We lost the raft, and I was swimming on my lifeboat for about 4 or 5 hours. And that was very, very difficult because the water was rushing on you, and you drank the water, and you vomited, and you thought, my God, it'll be the end. And you made a lot of confessions and promises that you will live. I think it was the most dramatic experience of my life, worse than army. I was wounded later on with the 1st Division in Belgium after D-Day. But that few hours in the ocean, they were really, really desperate. There were moments where wanted to get rid of the lifeboat and go, because it was so difficult. But then I noticed a light, because it was late in the night, and I noticed a boat, a lifeboat, and I swam towards with all my might. And the lifeboat was almost full, but I was lucky that one of the cooks recognized me and said, he's a Pole who used to translate in the kitchen. And I think because of my slight knowledge of English, I was saved and taken almost as the last man on board. And as I was in the shower, I had some only trunks on me, but when I was flying down from the boat to the water, I lost my trunks. I had nothing when I entered the lifeboat, but there was another Pole who knew me. He gave me swimming trunks. But for four or five days before we were rescued, I had nothing else on me, and the evenings were quite cold. Days were hot, it was September, but evenings were quite cold. Occasionally people would put something on my shoulder, I remember. But I survived those 5 days, and after 5 days we were rescued by a French cruiser called Gloire, and out of 100 strength of the company, 70 were saved and 30 died on the boat. Gloire was trying to get and find more lifeboats, and there were some two other French small vessels which have been stationed in the car under Vichy government, and were all taken to Casablanca. Of the people who were on board, only there were a handful of Italians and 70 Poles and a few hundred people of the English personnel, of the mothers and children, but the captain went down with the ship, although he probably could have been rescued. His name was Sharples. And from the boat were taken to Casablanca, put on trains and taken to an army camp used, I think, before by the French Legion. And again, I was in prison, because the camp was guarded by barbed wires and army soldiers. And I spent about 3 months in this camp.
So you were a prisoner of war?
Again, I was prisoner of war. And if we wanted to go to town or the village, we were taken there by guards. And the food was probably enough in quantity, but I seem to remember that I was eating pea in soup in other form, and there was of course plenty of vin ordinaire because it was a French colony. So anyway, the 3 months passed very quickly. We tried to amuse ourselves by forming a choir and talks, and Morocco was rescued or freed by American army. So after a short time, in November 1942, we were taken to Casablanca. We were put in barracks, given better clothing than the one we received at the very beginning. And in December, early December, we left to England.